Blog Talk Radio. This is Janice Tunnell, and you're listening to Beauty Talk. We are here early today. Normally, we are on at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, but our guest had to come on a little earlier. He's on the West Coast, so instead of coming on at 6 p.m., he had to come on at early this morning. So what is it, like 8:30, 9 o'clock? So he'll be on in about 15 minutes, but again, welcome to Beauty Talk. I'm Janice Tunnell, and I'm joined right now with my sister, Denise, and she has a little bit of information she wants to share with you.
I don't think I ever heard our opening number quite like that before, but it was interesting to hear the song.
We were having some technical difficulties, so the music couldn't be stopped.
Problem. Hello, everyone. Good morning, and welcome to the Beauty Lounge. For those of you who are joining us for the first time, the Beauty Lounge is our chat room. So if you want to log on and sign into the chat room and join us with your questions and comments, you're more than welcome to do that. For just a few minutes, I just wanted to take the time to run through some quick announcements. Basically, want to remind everyone to take advantage of this week's beauty deal at illusionsbeauty.com, which is buy one Cinematic Fave Gloss and receive the second one for free. This deal is valid until Saturday night at 11:59 p.m. For those of you who are not aware, our Cinematic Fave collection includes Dream Girls, Mahogany, Sparkle, Carmen, Honey, and Brown Sugar lip glosses. You can also call our toll-free number to order, 866-436-6409, and that website, again, is www.illusionsbeauty.com. If you live in the Raleigh-Durham area, join Illusions Cosmetics on our beauty tour as we travel to Durham, North Carolina on Saturday, March 13th, for our meet-and-greet event at Beleza Couture Studio. Beleza is located at 6815 Fayetteville Road, and that's in Durham, North Carolina, 27713. If you have any questions about the location and directions to the salon, the phone number there is 919-484-0423. We're going to be doing many makeovers, product demonstrations. We're giving out beauty advice and beauty tips, and we're also giving out some great gift bags. So please join us if you can. The beauty tip for today is, and I thought in honor of our guest coming on, and, you know, he's creating this great smoky eye for Kim Kardashian, I wanted to kind of do a smoky eye tip. So this is something that I put out on Twitter today for the Wake Up to Makeup and the IC Beauty Tips. When it comes to smoky eyes, smoky is not a color, but a technique. I'll read that again. When it comes to smoky eyes, smoky is not a color, but a technique. If you want us to read your beauty tip, you can email us your beauty tip with your name and information and your blog name to info@illusionsbeauty.com. Also wanted to remind everybody to follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/illusionsbeauty. And that's it for today.
Also, we are on Facebook, and you can just go on Facebook and do a search on Illusions Cosmetics, and you will find us, join our group page. And we will be creating a fan page soon as well. Also, we're going to start here on Beauty Talk. We're going to start reading responses to the question that we always ask our guests at the end of the show, what is beauty to you? So if you would like to have your responses read here on air, you can send us your response at info@illusions, that's illusions. beauty.com. Also, probably not every show, but, you know, from time to time, again, we will try to get some of you to call in with your What is Beauty responses. And soon we will be bringing back the giveaways in this chat room, the Beauty Lounge. We'll be doing giveaways coming up soon as well, so please stay tuned for that. When you're listening in, if you have a question or comment, it's okay to be in the chat room, but also we would like to also have people to call in. It really helps the listener feel like people are really out there listening to what they have to say. I'm sorry, the guest. It helps the guest to hear, to know that they have people listening to what they have to say. So if you guys would like to support them and call in and ask a question, please feel free to do so. And the call-in number is 914-803-4900. 4399. Again, that's 914-803-4399. Again, our host, I'm the host. I'm sorry. Again, our guest today is Stephen Molesky. He's a celebrity makeup artist, and his work has been seen on magazines, red carpets, and television. He's actually the featured makeup artist on two of the E! Network's top-rated shows. So I'm pretty sure you've seen his face. If you don't know his name, you've seen his face. He's also a makeup artist to a lot of A-list celebrities, one including Kim Kardashian and one Mel B. And Mel B will be joining us for a little, from what I understand, she'll be joining us for a few minutes on today's show as well.
And I do have some responses to that question, what is beauty to you? And I'll just read a few of them. We have one from Lakish Campbell. She's editor-in-chief of Black Vixen Beauty, and you can also see her on Twitter as Black Vixen Beauty. And her response to what is beauty to you is, beauty is the ability to transform into something greater than what you thought was possible. Another Twitter response, BlackBarbie88, says, beauty to me is someone charming and confident and has an aura that lights up a room. Then we have one from our good buddy Tia Danzler, and Tia's response, beauty to me is being comfortable with who you are in your own unique skin. I think I have a couple more. And then we got a couple of responses from the owners of Mixed Chicks Hair Products. They were on about 3 or 4 weeks ago. And Wendy from Mixed Chicks says, beauty is inner kindness that shows itself on the outside. Ken responded, beauty is a confidence that comes from knowing who you are. So, again, if you want us to read your response on Beauty Talk, then please email us your response to what is beauty to you. And you can email us at info@illusionsbeauty.com.
Well, speaking of responses, did you remember the response that we got from Dee Dee Kelly, makeup artist Dee Dee Kelly out of Los Angeles? We had our Beauty Roundtable last week, and her response to what is beauty to you? And the reason why I wanted to know if you remembered it, because it was such a big deal, because normally when everybody responds about what beauty is to them, Maxie will say, okay, yeah, that's true, but, you know, he always has his other opinion. So do you remember what her response was?
I have it written down. I'm looking for it now because I know I wrote it down. It was so good, and Maxie thought it was the best one yet, and then he changed his mind and said, no, it's second best to mine. So I had to write it down because I wanted to repeat that one.
Okay, well, let us know when you find it. But in the meantime, we have a caller, and I'm just going to try to get them on. Hello, caller.
Hello. Stephen
Molesky. How are you? Hi, Stephen.
How are you?
Thank you for joining
you?
Us. We're good.
Yeah.
Oh,
thank
just
you.
To let you know, it's two of us, and we both sound alike, so you may be confused.
I know, I'm going to have to try and figure out who's who.
I'm Janice, your host, and Denise is the co-host, but don't try to figure it out. We look alike, we sound alike, you would be confused. Don't worry about it.
It's just like Khadija and Malika, my friends and clients,
right,
are the same way. I'm like, okay.
Well,
funny.
You know about Khadija and Malika, both my sister and I have worked with them before on a movie, and it took me the whole entire movie to figure them out. I could never do it. And then it was about maybe 2 or 3 years after when I saw them again, and they were like, come on, Janice, come on, it shouldn't be taking you this long. I still, to this day, sometimes can't get them right.
Well, it was so funny. At Chloe's wedding, I called them, like, by the opposite names, like, 10 times. And then finally, they were, like, when they were standing next to each other, I was like, okay, I can tell you guys have different hairstyles. It was very funny.
Yeah.
So.
It's funny. And I'm trying to remember, they sound a lot alike, too. Is that right?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
Well, that's the same as, like, the Kardashian sisters. They all sound exactly the same on the phone. Actually, no, Khloe and Kim sound exactly the same. Courtney doesn't. But, yeah. It's
okay.
Definitely, phone voices are much more intriguing to figure out who's who.
What's so funny about this whole Malika Khadija conversation is on my computer I have I don't know what this is, where you have like this little sidebar and one little box you have the news and another little box you have all these RSS feeds and then another little box that just kind of goes through like all of your photos on your computer. Well, as
right.
we were talking, the photo of Malika and Khadijah popped up.
Oh, wow. See, you know, it's that whole energy. Whenever you talk about somebody or you like create something, it happens. It's like
has,
a secret. It's a secret.
Absolutely. Well, again,
definitely.
Stephen, thank you for joining us. We know that, you know, you're short on time, so I guess we just need to just get right into it.
I'm actually not short on time. I'm good. I just needed to start a little bit earlier. It's been a crazy day. I'm with Mel B today, and we're starting the taping of Dancer Butt Off. And I don't know if I can see ask, but the episodes got mixed around, and we were supposed to start at 2, and now they're like, you're starting at 9:30. I was like, what? So,
oh, wow.
We're good. We're good to go.
Okay, so we're good. Okay, good. I talked a little bit about, you know, your work being seen on television and magazines and red carpets, and you know that you work with Kim Kardashian and some of her family. So just tell us a little bit about you and how you started in the world of beauty and all that.
The million-dollar question everyone asked me. I started out as an artist. I was always, like, growing up, I was the kid that, you know, wasn't into sports. I was, you know, painting and drawing and, you know, drawing animals and landscapes, and I always had a passion, and I always thought I was going to go to school and be, be an artist. And as I grew up, I also got smart and I, wanted to have money. And I realized that I would be a starving artist. And I didn't want to be rich and be dead. So school really wasn't for me. And I had scholarships and everything to go to college. And I just did not want to do that. And, I kind of went about my own way. I grew up in Sarasota, Florida, Bradenton, Florida. And moved to Orlando and just didn't want to go to college. I told my parents I was going to go to college, but I didn't. And I just kind of did my own thing. But I had a friend that was a local fashion designer, and he just was doing those, like, small little, club fashion shows that they do in every city. And the makeup artist that was doing the show needed help, and so I just kind of helped. And probably 6 months of doing these shows, like, all the time, everyone was like, you're a good makeup artist. I was like, what? And they're like, I'm like, what's a makeup artist? And, I was like, really? I'm a makeup artist? And I just kind of, it came naturally to me, because I just looked at it as painting. I was like, red's red, and you put, blue's blue, and highlights and contours, and I just always look at it as, pretty much like 2D art that you drawing and highlighting and accentuating this and, contrasting that. And I, after a while, I just, continued to look into makeup, and I dabbled into cosmetology school, and I am a beauty school dropout. And I just kind of, I winged it. I went to Joe Belasco, which was a great school for, the fundamentals of, like, highlighting and being behind a camera, but I kind of already knew what I knew from art class, because I had majored in art all, through high school and going to go into college. Mm-hmm. So I just kind of was over Orlando, and I moved to Atlanta. And from there, I worked and got a job at a salon and worked and did stuff with the salon and was their makeup artist. And it happened that they were also affiliated with Inner Coiffure, which I don't know if you know what that is, but it's a big, like, hair organization. I call it the Hair Mafia. It's like old school, like, hair shows, and they go all over the world and Italy. And I did all the runway shows, and, we did New York Fashion Week, and we would go and I would design the looks. And I did just kind of continued on, started working with photographers, and after about 5.5 years, 6 years in Atlanta, I just kind of outgrew the city, and I knew, always knew, I was like, I want to be where I would never get bored with makeup, and I never, you know, it's always something new, and I want to travel the world and see the world, but I want to get paid to do it. And
right.
So I moved to L.A., and for about 3 years, or just for 3 years, for about 3 months, I was crying every night because I couldn't get a job because I moved out to L.A., never having ever been to L.A., never having seen it. I was supposed to go like 6 times, but I canceled with, or my friends would cancel, and I finally was just like, I'm not going to go to L.A. because I know if I go there, I'm going to be scared, something's going to scare me off, and I'm not going to move. And I knew I couldn't live in New York because it was too cold, and it was, I need the sunshine, and, you know, if you're not working, I want to be outside and where it's, you know, beautiful.
Right.
So I moved to L.A., and didn't have luck for about 3 months, and one of my friends was actually, Martina Andrews, was moving to L.A., and she also worked with Cara Monica, who was a playmate at the time. And I started getting Cara ready for, like, Playboy parties and just, you know, trying to do something to get my name out there and to get my work because, you know, every single agency turned me down, actually, which was funny because I was a newbie and I didn't have the L.A. portfolio. I have the Atlanta portfolio. And so I just started working with Cara, and it just so happened, like, Bridget Marquardt, you know, loved everything I did and asked Cara what, you know, who I was and, you know, if I was available. And she booked me for a Captain Morgan commercial, I believe it was my first job with her and Holly. And then from there, I started traveling the world. Within, like, 3 months, I was on a plane flying all over Europe with them on their press tour. And then ever since then, I've been with Kendra and Holly and Bridget, and then I wound up working with Kim Kardashian a few months later on a different TV show that I got the job through. And then I've been with the Kardashians ever since, and then, you know, I've worked with everyone from the Pussycat Dolls to now I'm working with Mel B. I have an agent now, so it all it's running its course. But I kind of feel like I'm just starting, you know, to hit, like, the good years. I'm also about to
right.
turn 30, so.
well, let me ask you, I'm sorry, I heard you say your Atlanta portfolio. What's the difference between your Atlanta portfolio turning it into an L.A. portfolio? Is it about doing celebrities?
It is a lot more of celebrity-based, but it also has a lot to do with the photography. My makeup never really changed. It's
a
lot to do with the photography, the style. Perception is more of the key in marketability. My pictures from Atlanta were much more commercial. Much more commercial. Like, it wasn't fashion. It was. It's just a different angle, and, like, the people, you know, and there's a difference between a New York portfolio and an L.A. portfolio. L.A.
Right.
portfolios are definitely much more celebrity-driven. They're much more clean beauty, whereas a New York portfolio, you can get into a lot more high fashion, a lot more makeup and styles, and where, you know, everything in the L.A. portfolio is very much clean. It's as if basically a celebrity was going to look at it and what would you do to them? So you have your clean marketing portfolio and then, you know, you have your your fashion editorial portfolio, but they're separate. So,
right. Gotcha.
But yours is much more editorial and L.A. is much more celebrity.
Right.
Gotcha.
Steven, when did you leave Atlanta?
2005. So yeah, I've been out here for about 5 years.
Okay, I knew something familiar about you because when you said you lived here in Atlanta, I thought, you know what? I knew I've heard his name around years ago.
Yeah,
I was with
Cruz Agency for a little minute, and then I was with Cruz Agency, but then I wound up going with Hope Smith Agency when she branched off. But I was only with her for about 6 months, and then She was like, you're too big for Atlanta. Go to L.A. You're going to do fine. I'm like, really? So, yeah.
Now, did you go to any, like, schools or anything here, like cosmetology, aesthetics, or anything like that?
In Atlanta? No. In Orlando, I did the Joe Belasco School, like I said.
Mm-hmm.
It was beneficial. It's kind of one of those things, I think, I kind of feel like I had it before I went to the school. I think the school gave me a little bit of more refinement.
Right.
But I'm a big believer is, like, you can train, if you want to do it, you can train yourself. You have
right.
it or you don't have it. Because how I was out of school is completely different than how I am was, you know, 6 months later. And it's all about hands-on. I always tell, you know, girls when they ask, you know, how do you get the smoky eye that you do? I'm like, well, do you practice on yourself? And they're like, no. Or they're like, yeah, every once in a while. I'm like, well, I did the smoky eye that I do because I do it all the time and I've perfected it. You can't just, you know, do it for a minute and then think you're going to it's just going to happen overnight. It's, everything takes practice.
Absolutely.
Exactly.
Well, what inspires you, Stephen?
What inspires me? What inspires me? For makeup? I think, you know, I've especially in the, you know, the last few years, I really admired, like, you know, different people's style. Like, I really do look at different makeup artists and respect their work, and I look at, you know, fashion trends, and beautiful women just inspire me, confident women. I mean, that's, you know, that's about what I would like to do. I like to make, you know, make people look the most beautiful that they can look, and just make them feel that way, too. I mean, I think that's what most makeup artists, the most enjoyable part of their job is to make people feel beautiful.
Absolutely. Well, talk a little bit about your Smoke and Mirrors lash line.
Okay, yeah. I actually, I just launched an eyelash line. I've been working on it for years. Even back in Atlanta, I was always said, I'm like, I'm going to have my own eyelash line. And I, from working with, like, the Girls Next Door and Kendra and the Kardashians and the Pussycat Dolls and all my clients are known for their makeup. They're known for their eyelashes. And being a celebrity makeup artist, you get, you know, your fan base through your celebrities. And everyone was like, you know, what lashes do you use? What lashes do you use? And after a while, I had been using my own lashes on Kim and on Khloé and on Kourtney and the girls and everyone. And I finally just decided, I'm like, I should market these lashes that I've been doing for the longest time. And so I expanded the line a little bit further than the three custom lashes that I do, and developed four more so that there was a broad range for everyone that, you know, some of the people are more into the natural lashes, which would be like the Chicago lash that I have or the Nashville lash. And I just kind of wanted to develop it and bring it to the public, and I wanted, you know, an actual lash that was really easy to apply. Because, you know, as many women that have tried putting lashes on themselves, they're not the easiest thing to put on because, you know, it's not so much the coordination, it's more about the placement. And with my lashes, they're on a silicone invisible band. So as long as you can get the hand-eye coordination to place them properly, they're pretty much seamless. There's not a bulky base, so they're going to blend in with your natural lashes much easier. There's seven different lashes, and they're fun. And pretty much what I like about the whole line is that you can take any one of them, and anyone can wear them because none of them are over the top. They're not going to make you look crazy. Like they're all pretty natural and or have a natural effect, and they're very lightweight because they're all 100% human hair.
Right. I think my favorite, just looking at the website, my favorite are Nashville, Vegas, and Miami.
Then, yeah, the Nashvilles are, it's so funny. The Nashvilles I was like, oh yeah, they're pretty, and I didn't think that they would have the response that they've had. But like Carrie Underwood loves them, and Audrina from The Hills wears them all the time, and yeah, they're very popular, and they actually were one of our best sellers too.
Wow.
Yeah.
Talk to us a little bit about working with Kim Kardashian, because I know a lot of people want to know. You know, the show is so popular, so you know they're always asking about the Kardashians.
Kim, the whole family. Kim's like my sister. Like we talk about everything, we hang out. When you work with someone for that many years, for so long, it's just, you know, she's my sister. I kind of her makeup artist for a lot of her events. So, but she's super sweet. She's a businesswoman. She knows what she wants. And I think, you know, how, like, people have hobbies where, you know, whether you paint, you draw, you listen to music, you go hiking. Hers is, like, to multitask. Because I've never been – I don't know anyone. From the time she gets up to the time she goes to bed, does everything. And she does not have an assistant.
Oh, wow.
She does not have an assistant. She does everything hands-on. I mean, her mom manages her, but, you know, everything from her dry cleaning to, you know, doing her house or decorating or grocery shopping, she's doing it all. And on top of it, she's the face of, you know, five different things. She's got her perfume line, and it's amazing. She's very – the whole family is very inspiring to be around and to, you know, really learn the nature of the business.
Right.
So,
how do you prepare with your clients for red carpet events?
How do I prepare? Well, first off, all my clients, I get them on a good skincare regimen. I use a product called Sadasi, which is a 100% organic skincare line that I love. It's good for all skin. There's different skin types and styles that they have, but it's really preps the skin and gets it into like flawless condition. So that's first, and then prepping is just, you know, as far as like the day of or going up to a red carpet, you know, I talk with a stylist. We create a look and an image, and then if we have time, like I'm doing Mel B for the Oscars. She's hosting for a British TV show, and so me and Angela, her stylist, have been planning, you know, what dress she's wearing, and then we're like, you know, so should the hair be up? Should the hair be down? And then, you know, I consult with different makeup companies, and we get the new hottest stuff, and we just kind of create a look so that it's, you know, the best of the best and the new and fresh look. So, we sometimes mark it up, like play up the eyes or sometimes play up the lips. You know, it's fun.
Let's go back to Kim for a quick second, because I just wanted to mention that I was looking at your videos on your website the other day, and it was so funny because you're doing these how-to videos of how to do the smoky eye, and I think Kim is probably giving more details than you are, and it was just so funny because I just thought back to what you said about she's your sister and you all hang out and all that, and I thought about the video, and I wanted to laugh because I thought, you know, Kim's also the makeup artist at times because she's just, you know, and then he takes this brush and, you know, she's grabbing the brush out of your hand and it's the kabuki brush. And I thought it was really good that she was hands-on that way because it shows that she doesn't just let you do her face, but she takes an interest into exactly what you're doing.
Oh, yeah. No, totally. She's hands, like, whenever we're doing the makeup, she definitely, she asks questions and, you know, she tries to do it herself. She actually, the last time that she was in New Orleans with Reggie, she BBM'd me, and she's like, you're going to be so proud. I actually learned how to put lashes on. And she's like, I love your lashes. And I was like, good. But I'm like, she definitely does want to learn and to be able to do her own, you know, makeup whenever I'm not available or her other makeup artists aren't available. But that video was, you know, it was the first time actually had ever done a video blog with at all, and it was, you know, it was for her website, so people, she was introducing me, but she, you know, actually knew how they were going to edit it, and so that's why she's much more hands-on, and she, you know, I wasn't thinking about it. I just was doing the makeup, and she's like, okay, wait, grab the brush for me, because she wants to be able to show people what brush it actually is, because if I did it, I would just be like, so do you use this, and I would just run right through it. She was mentoring me how to do a video more than the makeup, so... But it's the teamwork, you know. It's like with any of my clients, we work well together. If we don't, then we don't work much longer.
Well, it really did look like teamwork. It looked like you were in charge of the video, but it also just looked like Kim was like, oh, you know, I know how to do, you know, I know what he's doing. So, you know, she just kind of added a couple of things here and there. But I mean, I loved it. I thought it was great.
Oh no! I think it's great. I get a kick out of it because that video has been viewed, I think, 2 million times or something like that. Like, everyone's always like, whenever I want to look at a smoky eye, you know, I saw your video. But it's flattering. I've seen so many people that have tried recreating my looks on YouTube, and it's flattering.
Amazing.
Do you find that there are any, like, well, what are the pros and cons, in your opinion, to the makeup artistry business, as you know, as you see it, as you get jobs and you know, and you're working?
Well, you know, I think that the biggest pros and cons, I think that, you know, being, like, working as a team, like, especially with my eyelash launch, I've really teamed up. And you know, a lot of people are fearful, like I found in Hollywood, because, you know, makeup artists are a dime a dozen. And the biggest thing is you have to, one, be reliable, and you have to work as a team, and you have to, like, to keep honor. And whenever, like, you know, a lot of people, you don't want to talk bad about other people, because it's a small circle of in the industry, and you want to just always, you know, I have, you know, makeup artists, me and Melissa, Carrie Underwood's makeup artist, we work as a team. You know, I'm developing an eyelash for Carrie Underwood's wedding, and it's just more of, like, you know, being there for each other as a, like, makeup artist family than to be on your own, if that makes sense. Like, you don't want to take other people's jobs. You want to, you know, I have, you know, Kelsey, who does Audrina, whenever I'm not available for one of my clients, I call her, or I call, you know, other makeup artists I work with, because we work as a team, because we're there for each other. We're not trying to take each other's jobs. And some people in the industry aren't that way, but I found that it works much better to work as a team, and because you help each other out and you build each other up instead of breaking each other down. It works much better that way. And life's a lot easier. It's a lot easier whenever you work as a team.
Exactly.
So have you found that? Well, I'm sure you have, but I'm just saying, have you found that moving to Los Angeles has gotten you a lot closer to achieving all the goals you wanted to achieve in doing makeup?
I'm being interviewed right now I'm being interviewed. I actually, I just did an interview 3 days ago for InStyle magazine. So, I mean, definitely. I'm achieving my dreams. I never thought, like, I told my publicist, I was like, I want to get in a Allure magazine. And she's like, okay. And then, like, the other day, she's just like, well, Allure is running some type of piece on you in the lashes. I'm like, oh, my God, this is crazy. But and I'm doing an interview for AOL.com later on. So, I mean, it's just, if that's not major, the next thing I'm like, I just want Oprah to endorse my lashes, and
And you're done.
So, but no, yeah, definitely, moving to LA I wanted to travel the world. I wanted to work on a tour, and I worked with the Pussycat Dolls doing their, the opening videos for the tour. I mean, I have a lot more goals, and I, you know, set the bar higher and higher every day. My husband, actually, he's like, will you just chill out? He's like, because I want to have, like, 15, things going at once. So, but yeah, it's fun. I definitely couldn't have done this in Atlanta, but it's a lot of fun, and I'm looking forward to this. I've always said the 30s are going to be my best years, and I've turned 30 on April 9th, so I can't wait.
Oh wow, you're just ready to get it started.
I know. That's what I said. I'm like, I feel like it's just getting started.
Yeah.
We have a question from the chat room. If you don't mind answering a question from the chat room. Judy's asking, what do you think about the Lash Growth product that Brooke Shields promotes? I think it's Latisse.
Latisse?
Have you ever used it?
I have not used Latisse. I have used products like Latisse, but I used actually this one product. I like them. I don't like Latisse just because it scares me. I have light eyes, and the fact that it would change my eye color is it's not something I want to risk. But my husband, Nigel, he uses I forget the name of it, but he uses a lash grower every once in a while. And it does make a big difference. And it's to each their own. I know that it's not a bad thing. The side effects, I'm not sure I would want to do that. I'd rather put on a pair of lashes.
Right. And she also wanted to know if you knew of the makeup artist George Masters.
George Masters. It doesn't ring. I'm better with faces than names.
Yeah.
Who does he work with?
You know, I'm not sure. I've actually never heard of him. I'm Googling him now, and he's died recently, I believe, or some years or rather. And I guess she just wanted to know if you've ever heard of him and you know, what you thought about him.
I have not actually heard of him, but that's awful that he passed away.
Who are some of your, are there makeup artists out there that you've been inspired by their work, that you've been a fan of, you know, makeup artists that are out now or makeup artists from the past that you really admired their work?
Obviously my idol is Kevin Aucoin. Like his career to his work, I mean, he had one of the largest rosters of celebrity clients, and I think it all had to do with the way that he handled his clients and with his makeup skills. But at this day and age, or in our time right now, I think I'm really like Scott Barnes is amazing. He's just brilliant. Like the work that he does on J-Lo, and I've seen the work he does on Celine Dion. So I think Scott Barnes is somebody that I really aspire to at this day and age. But Kevin Aucoin is definitely my all-time. You know, I want to have the books like he has and the roster, and just also to be respected. I mean, to leave a legacy like he has is definitely something to be sought after.
Yeah,
absolutely. I have to agree with that one. Kevin Aucoin is like my all-time favorite.
I mean, who really knew about makeup artistry until Kevin Aucoin came around? He really glorified it and brought it to what it is. So nobody can really take that from him.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So tell us a little bit about your work with Mel B and what you guys are doing today.
Well, she is actually seeing the new season of Dance Your Ass Off on Oxygen. And she's such a pleasure to work with. She's just, I mean, she's so down to earth and real, and the fact that she's British and, like, my husband's British, so I can, like, it's, like, the humor I get and the energy. She lets me do just basically whatever looks I want. And we just have a really good connection. We've only been working together for now, 2 months?
Mm-hmm.
We first started off doing the Lollipop event with Kim Kardashian. Kim actually introduced me and Mel, and it's just been fun. We're working pretty much almost every day. Her schedule is crazy. She's got like 3 different TV shows and traveling all over the world, so it's been fun. She's keeping me busy. So
how awesome is that, or how or is it an easy thing because she allows you to do pretty much what you want? How does that happen? Like, I mean, you know, sometimes you have to kind of work with the client until you get things
well, I mean,
to the point where.
It's well, whenever you become a celebrity makeup artist, you become. You get to know the person. You get to know their. When you first work with them, once usually they know you're referred to by someone.
Mm-hmm.
Like I was referred
right.
by Kim Kardashian, so
right.
you kind of get an idea of what they like. But you, when you first work with them, you consult. You're like, do you like this? What don't you like? What do you like? You know, like Mel's big thing for long shoot days, like we have today, is she likes airbrush. Foundation because it's a silicone base and it holds up really long. Well, I don't do airbrush makeup.
Mm-hmm.
I've just never done that with my technique, but I've now started, I do the airbrush base with a brush instead of the gun and then build on top of it. And, you know, we just try out things. There are certain days where it's not as important or as much camera time, so or it's not up close, or she's just doing something that we can try out something new. Like yesterday we tried out a new pair of lashes and stacking them, and, you know, we found out that for, you know, a 14-hour day that two pairs of lashes are a little too much on your eyes. But you just try out different things, and, like, you know, we're trying to create some really cool looks so that when as the show airs, I'm going to do a beauty breakdown of what products I used and how I achieved that look and giving a little bit of behind the scenes, like the day in the life with me and Mel. So it's going to be it's going to definitely be something fun for the fans and for people to, you know, see the image, see what it looks like on TV, see what it looks like on print, and know what I used. And hopefully, depending on our schedule, because they're crazy, and my assistant's going to be taping us, but it'll be a little bit of a how-to, but it'll be more just, you know, I think it's going to be more like a day in the life. You'll see some of the techniques, but I'll have a breakdown of what products I used, and then you guys can figure out how to get the look.
Right. So stay tuned to the website.
Let me ask you this, stay tuned. When you were talking about the two pairs of lashes for 14 hours. What type of adhesive do you like to use with your lashes?
I only use Duo. Duo eyelash adhesive. That's all I've ever used for years. And it's I know a lot of people are very sensitive to latex, and I find that
right.
it's the most usable, and I don't want it. I don't like anything that's gonna. I don't like glues, and that's just an adhesive.
Right.
So it keeps them on, but it doesn't pull anything out. So
okay.
Yeah, and I use it's a million-dollar question because people have been asking it much. With my lashes for like a natural look, I use the clear adhesive. But if you're
mm-hmm.
gonna do a smoky eye or any dark colors.
Yeah.
Use the black piece of just because with my lashes, I do have a clear band, so you wouldn't want to put dark adhesive on the band for a natural eye because then you'll see
okay.
the dark line. But whenever, unfortunately, Duo's clear dries a little bit white on black, so you
mm-hmm.
don't want the glue to stand out, so then I use the dark.
Absolutely. Makes sense. Share some of your favorite beauty tips with us before you go.
Good skincare. It's number one. Like I can't stress it because you don't. I mean, you especially you guys. Where are you guys? You're in Atlanta and
Maryland.
Okay, yeah. So I mean, the East Coast is much more humid, and I think during the winter people don't realize. You know, they get the dry skin and they do the moisturizers and they do everything. But I think the key is like right about now, everyone should start really getting in the habit of. Using an SPF sunblock because as it gets into spring, summer, and the sun gets stronger, you want to definitely protect your skin. And I think that's the one key thing is good skincare, drinking lots of water. I mean, those are kind of – I mean, everyone always says that. Doing a weekly exfoliation on your skin. And then, you know, making sure that you use high-quality products because – you know, just because what product is less expensive doesn't mean that it's going to cost any difference, because a lot of the less expensive products you use a lot more of because they're not as high quality. It's just like MAC is a lot more expensive than CoverGirl, but MAC's eyeshadow is going to last you 6 months, 8 months, where CoverGirl you might use, you know, three times, four times as much. So you just have to really use higher quality products, I think, are key. And also making sure that there's not any, like, mineral oils or any type of things that will clog your skin. I think maybe everyone will always, you know, wants beautiful skin, and, you know, you can use highlighters and contours and foundations and things like that, but the key really is the skincare first, so that you don't have to wear as much makeup and you just kind of, like, play up the eyes with some lashes and some beautiful lip glosses.
Exactly. I'm so glad you started out with that good skin tip, because, you know, so many people, when you ask somebody for a beauty tip, so many people are expecting to get, oh, you know, the smoky eye tip or something that has to do with makeup. But it's so very important, I think, that people know that good skin really is the best makeup.
Well, yeah, I mean, skin is, you know, our skin, and people don't realize this is one of the largest organs on our body, and so you want to definitely take care of that first, so that you can take more time for the eyes, to do the smoky eye, to do the lips, because, I mean, if your skin's breaking out or it's sun damaged and you're having to cover it up and put, you know, all this stuff and do all the work to fix that and to make it look good, it's better just to start off and, you know, have it be good, and because of, you know, taking care of it. And I know I've had my mistakes of, you know, being out in the sun too much and not protecting it. And as I'm getting older, I realize the damage that's been done. And I, you know, as we get older, we realize things we should have gotten, or we should have done when we're younger. So it's definitely starting out before it's too late.
Yeah. Absolutely. And I mean, you know, now that we have the knowledge, you know, we have no excuse not to do it.
Yeah, definitely. So, but yeah, I think also, I mean, also with the tip is, you bring up the smoky eye. I mean, I'm kind of the king of the smoky eye. I think the biggest tip as far as eye makeup is definitely starting off with a good base. A lot of people don't, you want your makeup to blend, and so you don't want to start off with anything too greasy on the lid, but you do want to prime it with some type of primer, whatever you find works best. I use just a little bit of a cream color base, but just a touch, just so that you get the colors to stick. Or sometimes I use like a silicone paint pot or some type of primer of that nature. And then just really, when it comes to the smoky eye, you want to make sure you start off lighter than darker, because you can always add, but you can't really take away. And, you know, and to pick out, you know, have your highlight and have your, you know, two, like a dark tone and then a middle tone. And start off with the middle tone and then going, and once you get the shape and the contour that you want, then build up and get, you know, the contrast with, you know, the darker tone. And it's really just practice.
Practice,
and also a lot of times I tell, you know, a tip is that if you're wanting to get your eye makeup perfect, is before you go to bed, take 5-10 minutes and practice one eye and get it down, and then once you get it, you see the tip, or you see how it happens, and then wash your face. Or if you're, you know, if you're worried about trying a look before you go out at night, do your eyes first and then do your foundation. So that way, if you don't like it, you don't have to wash everything off. You just wash your eye makeup.
Okay. Exactly.
Right.
That way, and also, you won't get, if you get any fallout underneath your eyes or anything like that, you just, you know, take a wet wipe, wipe that off, and then you continue on. And then just do your concealers and line that underneath your eye and you're all set.
Sounds wonderful.
Yeah.
So, Stephen, we have come close to the end of our show. We do thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Yeah, it's been a pleasure. And normally at the end of every show, we always ask our guests to tell us what beauty is to you. So as we fade out, if you don't mind sharing with us what beauty means to you.
I think it's going to sound, I'd call your strongest is the same thing. Confidence is beautiful. But I think beauty is being able to, whether you're wearing makeup or not wearing makeup, is to be able to have the confidence and just being nice and being beautiful, whether you're wearing makeup or not, is beauty to me. Because, I mean, a pretty face is pretty makeup, but beauty is more of an inside thing. And I mean, I think a lot of times makeup just makes you have people more confident, but makeup can't make somebody more beautiful, if that makes sense.
Right.
So it's definitely. I think everyone has a beautiful, like, whether it's eyes or whatnot, and the makeup can make that stand out more. But I think it's confidence is definitely is beauty.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, and we'll be following your website to see what you have to share.
Yeah, definitely. Check out my website, StephenMolesky.com. I'm going to be starting my beauty blogs with Mel B, and I know that me and Kim are going to be doing a couple more videos coming up once she's done traveling. She's on a huge press tour with her perfume line. And then, check out that. And then you can get my lashes at smokeandmirrorsbeauty.com.
Cool. Sounds good.
Thanks so much, guys.
And have
Thanks
a great
so much,
day.
Ladies. You too. Bye-bye.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, Stephen. Thank you guys for listening today. Thank you for joining us in the Beauty Lounge. If you enjoyed today's show, go out and mark it as a favorite. You can also leave us a comment on our page. Go out and rate it as well. Also, join us again next week. And our guest next week will be Joelle Skincare, and it's Joelle Lyons. She is a medical esthetician, and she works in the famed Ken Gibson Salons in the Washington, D.C. area. So please join us for that with all your skincare questions. Also, again, the call-in number, but if anyone ever wants to call in and chat with our guest, it's 914-803-4399. Again, it's 914-803-4399. You can always email your comments and questions to info@illusionsbeauty.com. Stay posted to our Facebook group and fan pages for information on our Beauty Talk show and for details for upcoming events and contests that we'll be having. Also, follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/illusionsbeauty, and our website is www.illusionsbeauty.com. Denise, do you have anything you want to add before we go?
No, that's it.
All right. So thank you all. Thanks again for joining us, and we'll talk to you next week. And also, go out, for those who listen, go out and let your friends and other listeners know that they can check in tonight at our regular time and listen to this show, or they can check in and listen to it throughout the day. Give it about a good 15 minutes, and the show will be up. Talk to you all soon. Have a great day. Bye-bye. I like the way to the